Welcome to a very unique episode of At the Table, where Pat and Tracy are out and it's just me and Matt, Cody Thompson and Matt Lencioni. Our team is a little limited this week. And so rather than let me, you know, do an episode on my own, which we'll likely never do, and kind of ramble on for 30 minutes, what we thought we'd do is actually, there's an episode that we recorded 18 months ago that probably we've received more input and feedback from than almost any episode we've ever done. And in fact, just today, I received a note from someone who listened to that episode. And so what we're going to do is actually, the episode was called Plant Your Freaking Tree. And it was all about, at the very beginning of the pandemic, people were asking questions around, what is this new normal going to be? What should I do in the meantime? And there was a lot of hesitancy to make any decisive action because we didn't know what tomorrow was going to look like, let alone, you know, the next 6 months. So here we are, fast forward 18 months. And we're in a position where some people maybe did sit on their hands and wait. And we had talked about in that episode that there's an old Chinese proverb that the best time to plant a tree is 1,000 years ago. The second best time is today. And that was sort of the impetus of saying, you know, let's not wait for certainty about what's going to happen. We talked about in the midst of uncertainty that our default position should be to do something, to act. And that we also mentioned that it's not about certainty, it's about clarity. And so fast forward 18 months and, you know, we weren't sure we'd be right, but it turns out we were more right than we thought, which is we don't know what is going to happen. And there might have been people 18 months ago who didn't make a decision and weren't decisive in that moment. And I think we might be in a position now where we're thinking, oh boy, we're 18 months into this, feel like we're almost at the end. Let's just wait a few more months to figure out what we should do next. And I think the message today is let's not make the same mistake twice. If we didn't act 18 months ago, let's be decisive now, because we really still don't know what is certain about the future. And so it was so interesting that the piece of content that I got was a listener of that very episode. And she had listened to it back in 2020. And she sent me a note that said, hey, I listened to Plant Your Freaking Tree. And here is my tree. And it's a book. She sent me her book that she finished. Her name is Rhonda Roos. And the book is called The Deliberate and Courageous Principle. And then she outlines in a letter, hey, I listened to this. This was the spark I needed. I had thought for a long time about writing a book and I finally did it. She even made a transition to educational consulting. Then we got so many stories from so many others. A woman named Lynn actually literally planted 15 or more orange trees. Sarah launched her own consulting firm in the midst of that. Jeff hired new contractors, purchased a new truck for his business, and Stephanie migrated their entire client info database. We even had someone start a cookie company. And so here we are 18 months in the future with not even a sliver of certainty about what's going to happen next. And I think the message is the same, that we should be decisive and act. And so what we'd like to do, you know, Pat likes to say people need to be reminded more than they need to be instructed. And as Matt and I re-listened to this episode, we thought, boy, there's probably so many people that would benefit from the message of saying, do it now. Even if you hadn't done it at the beginning, this is still an opportunity for us to plant our tree and grow. And so what we want to do is play that episode. We'd love for you to listen to it with a whole new set of ears, and we'd love for a whole new set of trees to take root. So enjoy, and we'll see you next week on At the Table.
Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni, joined as always by my co-host, Cody Thompson. How you doing, Cody?
Doing great.
We've got our buddy Chris Jensen down from Portland again today. How you doing, Chris?
Good to be back.
And Tracy Noble is in the house off microphone, keeping an eye on things. Yeah, hello, Tracy. All right. Cody, what's the title of our podcast today?
So today's title is Plant Your Friggin' Tree.
That's right. Plant Your Friggin' Tree. What is that about? Here's really what our podcast is about today. During times of uncertainty, and this is definitely one of those times, people and organizations tend to drift into paralysis. They're just waiting. And this actually presents an opportunity for those people and organizations who are willing to make decisions and choose a plan. Because it's precisely during these times that the best, most decisive organizations will drastically differentiate themselves from the pack. Because while the pack is sitting around wondering what's going to happen, we need to make a decision. And you know, the title of today's podcast comes from that Chinese proverb that says, the best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago, And the second best time is right now.
Today.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, I think that if I were to go back 4 months ago when the COVID thing first happened and everything got shut down, I bet you there's companies that are like, boy, if we'd known what we know now, we'd have done this.
Right.
We'd have really taken advantage. And I don't mean taken advantage of a tragedy, but we would have shifted things and made a decision, and we'd be in a much different position than we are today.
Right.
Well, 4 months from now, today will be 4 months ago.
4 months ago. Right. Yeah.
So let's plant the friggin' tree today.
Yeah.
And that might mean a strategic change for you. It might mean a personal change for you. This is the time where great organizations and exceptional people make decisions in spite of not knowing what it's going to look like at the end of the year. And they almost always look back and say, I'm really glad I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that this keeps coming up because there's so many people that we're running into that are just waiting until
there's
normalcy. They're thinking like, oh, at some point we'll have more clarity about what this is, and then we'll plant our tree.
And I think the new normal is that there isn't a new normal.
Right.
And people have said, you know, it was that way before. This is a particularly decided issue, mm-hmm. but I don't know that there's ever going to be a real normal. And I think things are always changing.
Right. What is it about times like this, Pat, that it just seems so obvious? Of course, now things are up in the air. Let's just do something and let's just go for it. And we have some clients that are totally doing this, but others are obviously they're just waiting. Like why wouldn't we do this?
Well, I think Cody, you were saying something before we got started about decision science versus implementation science. We tend to overemphasize decision science. What does that mean?
Well, I just think that when you have this idea that there's going to be a normal, then what you're doing is you're trying to collect information to say, really what this is about is making the best decision based on the variables that we don't know yet. So you wait on the variables and you think it's about decision.
Like it's an analytical process of picking the right thing.
Oh, like as soon as we know when the economy is going to be good or bad, then we should jump into this strategy. And it's like, it's actually about implementation science and clarity. And you use the phrase a lot, clarity over certainty. I mean, right now, uncertainty is ubiquitous. Right. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And really what we're saying is plant your freaking tree means be the person right now that swims upstream. In the midst of uncertainty, do something. Even if you don't know with 100% certainty that it's the right thing, if you do something, you're probably going to come out on the other side better.
Yeah. And that swimming upstream thing, people that are treading water are floating with the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's swimming right now.
No.
So be the one that's swimming. You'll be less. There'll be less people in your way, and you're going to be really glad when it's done.
When we're really careful to not say this is opportunistic, it's an opportunity, but it's actually both because there is, in the midst of uncertainty and in the midst of when other companies are sloughing, when they're falling off, and you step out and do something courageous or do something intentional or do anything, you have an opportunity, and it is opportunistic. It can mean the difference between your business living or dying in some cases.
Absolutely. And Chris, didn't you say you talked to a client who had a comment about that?
Oh, well, that's as I'm listening, I'm thinking is the risk factor is a big part of this, because I have one client who, frankly, if they've actually had discussions like, do we just let the company go out of business? Like that's an actual real thing for them. They're in the travel business, and you know, basically during times like this, it's very uncertain. And it's like, do we do that? And their leadership team said, no, we need to totally rethink everything. Now is the time. We can't wait. We've got to be able to act. And they're completely reinventing themselves from the inside out. And they've had to make some pretty big, risky decisions because of that. And you're right. 6 months from now, they could look back and say, oh, we kind of made a mistake and we didn't know this was going to happen. We've got to undo some things. Better to have acted than to have done nothing.
Right. You know, there's a hotel down the street from us. It's my favorite hotel. I wrote a lot of my books there. And we're hearing rumors that they might go out of business.
Yeah.
And you know what my first thought was? Somebody should go buy that hotel, and it's fantastic, and turn it into something amazing.
Do something. Yeah.
Because this is the time to do that. And again, because you'll look back a year from now and say, man, if we had done that then, think what we'd have today. And so that's kind of what we're saying. Now, this is true about individuals too. I tell my kids.
Right.
So we just learned recently that my kids are going to be going to school 2 days a week in person. The other 2 days are going to be online, and then there's going to be 1 day in the middle where they can get tutoring or whatever else.
Right.
And I told my kids, I said, here's what's going to happen to you. You are either going to become a really good student because you're going to take it super seriously, or you're going to go with the flow, and you know people aren't going to be paying attention from home online, and you will slide. Right. And when you go to college, I have a son that's 1 year away from college. You're going to suffer for that. Or people are going to say, what happened to you? And you're going to say, I took it really seriously. You're either going to become a much better student or a much worse student.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nobody's going to come out of this unscathed.
Right.
And I we were talking about the NBA. Like, the NBA has been off for the last 4 months. You know, truthfully, every NBA player should be an exponentially better free throw shooter.
Right.
Because at the very least, they have gyms and courts in their house.
Right. For sure.
They could have practiced free throw shooting for the last 4 months. If the percentage of free throw shots made doesn't go up exponentially, it's because they didn't take advantage of this time.
Yeah. I love the application personally here. I was actually talking to my wife because she's like, what is the podcast going to be on? And I asked her, what's one of the examples that you can think of in our lives about doing it now? And just like, even though we're not sure. And she gave me this great example. We moved into our home. We're renting a home. We moved in the month we got married, 7 years ago. And our mentality was, this is short term. We're going to live here for a year or two, and then we're going to buy a house. So we didn't furnish the back bedrooms. We didn't we didn't buy the furniture that we really wanted. We thought everything was temporary. 2 years later, we were like, well, we'll stay another year. We've now been there 7 years. And it wasn't until totally. Year six where we decided, you know what, let's just make this our home. It doesn't matter if we stay here for 6 months or six more years.
And that's why Lindsay finally got you to hang up that shelf in your bedroom.
Right. No, it's true. And what's crazy though, is when we walk into our home now, it did feel like a rental before because we were waiting. We didn't know what was uncertain. It was all uncertain. Now it feels like a home, and it doesn't matter if we're there for a short term. The amount of peace that it's brought us, it's just been wonderful. We planted the tree.
Okay, but now I have the exact opposite feeling because 4 years ago we bought the first house in a long time. And I told my wife, I said, you know what? Let's just make this our home right away. We're going to put whatever you want, babe, so that this is like the best home for you. And then here we are now, 4 years later, looking at moving down to California. And I keep thinking back like, God, had I known this, like I would not have.
But you can't.
But you can't do that.
And no. It's better to go into, this gets back into our point here. So imagine a business saying, well, we don't want to commit to this strategy because boy, 6 months from now, we might find out it's wrong.
Exactly.
It's better to get your people rallied around something and then change plans later than to let them, what is it called? Atrophy, sitting around and waiting. And the military used to say this, you know, you learn from your decisions. If you're in a battle and I don't know, I've never been in the military, but, and you sit and wait, morale goes down and you're a sitting duck. Mm-hmm. They say, when you're not sure, take action because as you act, you learn from that action and you actually improve.
Yeah. You can course correct.
Yeah.
There's a reason that there's a saying, the analysis paralysis is that people sit back and wait and analyze and make no decision. And what you're saying, and I think what we're saying here is like, make a decision and course correct along the way.
Right.
You get better information.
Yeah. And you know, I think it's like, imagine, I don't know what a good analogy would be if you were lived someplace and they said, I think there might be hurricanes this season. And so some people sat around, didn't do anything, and somebody built a home. And then the hurricane came and it blew the house down. I would still rather be the person that's taking action.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the cynic can sit back and say, ah, ha, ha, you got burned. I'd rather be the person that took action and got burned than somebody who just sat around criticizing everybody else.
Yeah.
This is the time to take a risk.
Well, and I'll tell you, one of the ways this plays out in our personal lives, mine and Lindsay, is we talk about budgeting all the time. But at the end of every month, and I'm sure so many people have this experience, at the end of every month, you're like, man, we spend more than we wanted. We can't budget this month. It was kind of an anomalous month. We had birthdays and we did that vacation. So let's just push the budget off until things start to get normal. And the reality is just like, it's never going to be normal.
Right.
We've done that. That month happens every month for the last 10 years, you know?
Right.
And it's just about, if you just did it, if you just took the action, you'd be making better decisions. You'd be moving. You'd have momentum in the right direction. And the business application to this in this time is there are so many people that are just waiting for the next press release about how the economy is doing or whether the oil industry is going to come back or whether the travel industry is going to come back. You can't wait.
No.
In fact, I remember, Pat, when the pandemic first hit and we were all in quarantine, one of the first things you said is people are going to emerge from this stronger and more effective or weaker. And it really comes down to this, is your willingness to put a stake in the ground and say, I'm going to act and do something that's going to cause you to come out. Nobody who's waiting is going to come out of this strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think most people do wait.
They're waiting.
And so it's going to be a time of differentiation. I really think we'll look back 3 years from now and go, oh, those are the companies that took off because during COVID, they actually figured some things out. And those are the companies that waited for the world to solve their problems. And they came out and they struggled or didn't survive.
Right. And even in the midst of this kind of hybrid transition where everyone was working remotely, like exclusively. And now there are some businesses that are opening up and doing more in person and some that aren't. I was talking to this guy this week who said, a consultant of his, like a technology consultant said, what's happened is that we've squeezed 10 years of a technology adoption into 6 months.
Right.
You know, like this transition was going to take place, but because of the COVID scenario, it just accelerated it and it's not going to go back. And so if you're still waiting for the, oh, I'm just ready to get the okay where I can go back to my desk, that is going to really do a disservice to you and your company for the next 6 months and 1 year and 10 years from now.
And you know, we kind of thought we were coming out of this, and then there's spikes and things go down. Thankfully, the deaths haven't been going up, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. Thank you, God. But there's more cases happening as some places open up. We will probably experience like some places opening up a little bit more and some shutting down just a little bit more, and this up and down. This new way of working in between and cycling through these things is probably what we're in store for.
Right.
So let's make decisions with that in mind and see good things come out of that.
Right.
You know, I think that I love to when it comes down to, I had a guy I worked with at Bain years ago. That was my first job. And I remember this guy, his name is Craig Hoagland. I think he lives in St. Louis. So if anybody knows Craig Hoagland, call him and tell him I mentioned him. He had these shoes, and we used to work weekends a lot there, and he'd wear his tennis shoes. And he had this pair of tennis shoes, and on it, he wrote, "Do it now." And I was like, "Why'd you write that on your tennis shoes?" He goes, "Man," he was kind of a cool guy, "Man, because that's my motto. Whenever, just do it now." And I think that's the thing right now. Just don't wait for the world to figure this out for you. Go ahead and take action right now.
I know. And you told me that story when I first worked here. And I think about that all the time.
Right.
Because in the time it takes me sometimes to put something on a list, I might as well have just done it. I don't even need a list sometimes. It's just around the house and things that take no time at all. Or what ends up happening is you get 90% of the way there and you're like, well, I'll finish that later. Yep. And then it never gets done.
Yep.
And I think that the plant your freaking tree is about whatever your thought was, you know, personally, professionally, if you're a leader of a business or a team, do it right now. And don't wait to, you know, work on the team. We talked about this at the beginning, like work on building trust on your team. Don't wait till you can get back in the same room. We can do this virtually. We can do it in this hybrid model. Get a rallying cry. It's not about certainty. It's about clarity and get everyone rowing in the same direction. You have to do it now, because if you're not, one of your competitors is. And this is where the median is going to change, right? Like like you said, the gentleman's B, right? is going to change.
Right. And I think about this in grades too. I think the grading curve in high schools, colleges, middle school, whatever else will be the same, you know, but the gentleman's B will be a lot lower than it is today. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to go, well, these kids haven't been in class. Well, so you're going to be able to coast and still get by. And you don't want to be that kid. Because you will come out of it far behind in terms of what you could have learned.
Yeah.
My kids, two of my boys are still playing lacrosse, and they're in high school. They're going into high school. One of them's going in, one's there. And they don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if there's going to be a football season. One's going to play football. And I'm like, well, you might as well make yourself the best athlete you can be. Because we have some weights in our garage, and you have a stick and a pitchback machine thing in the backyard, and you can go running. A lot of people are going, yeah, I don't even know if the season's going to start. And so they're just not going to. And when mm-hmm. the season does start, if it does, a few of those kids are going to be like, what happened to you? And they're going to be, I just worked hard.
Yeah.
And the other's going to be, yeah, I'm kind of out of shape. I didn't really work on this. Why would you want to hedge your bets and do nothing and play Call of Duty all day long?
Right.
And for those that don't know what that is, that's a video game that all of our sons are playing a crap load of right now. And so I'm trying to help my sons realize, invest in yourself. Take a chance that this, and you will, even if the season never happens, you will be glad that you did that. You'll be a better person for it. Hard work is its own reward sometimes.
I had a good friend at the very beginning of this who said, you know, we were 1 month in.
Is this Nate?
Nate.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, and he said it kind of in passing, but I thought about it a lot since then. He's like, I think a lot of people are going to emerge from this like weaker and less nimble in their mind and not quite as smart. And I'm committed to not doing that. He's like, I'm going to work out. I'm going to read. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to be an entrepreneur in the midst of this. And it's just that shift in mindset about if you can just do that now, not knowing, look, it's not like, you know, have complete certainty about how this is going to play out, But if you can get your mind frame to say, I'm going to plant the tree now, I'm going to do all those things that I said I was going to do, it'll have dramatic impact for you.
And he's actually a great example, because he has actually been having a great impact in it. I mean, in our work, to go from doing everything in person to virtual is really, really challenging. And he's been doing excellent.
Yeah. Just that mentality, I think, has led him, even in the midst of our own practice, our consultants that we talk to, there's been this divide of people who are like, I got to wait and figure out what is next, you know? And some people who just dove right in. And we're seeing more and more that as long as you dive in, there's rewards to be reaped.
You know, I think about it too. I went to Mass for the first time yesterday in 4 months. Longest time in my entire life by months and months that I haven't gone to Mass because it's been shut down. So yesterday, for the first time in our gym, they had Mass on Monday and I got to go. Fabulous. But when it started, I remember thinking, some people might just go, well, I can't go to church now. I guess I'll just put God on hold. And I thought, you know, I'm going to read the Bible more. I'm going to do more things. I'm going to talk to my family, my kids more. I honestly think the last 4 months I've had more good conversations about faith with my family than I did before. Because sometimes we just go, well, we'll go to church.
Right.
And so waiting for normal to come back, usually there's these wonderful gifts and blessings that come in the midst of difficult things, but we have to act and cooperate with those. I think that's all for today. Chris, thanks for joining us. We will look forward to talking to everyone next week, and your tree will be just barely growing. God bless.